Metal Combine singing, hours are insane. I'm harvesting in this field of some hazy grain. I'm harvesting this field of some hazy grain.
Peterson Brothers, right?
Yeah.
There they are again.
Guys. There they are again. Well, we kind of mentioned the crops that you guys grow, but you're really specializing now in the ancient grains and heritage grains. So we kind of want to concentrate on that in this segment because that is the commodity of the month for the month of March here in 2022. So first question, how did you get into ancient grains?
Well, a good friend of mine who owns Hayden Flour Mills, which is,
yes,
you know, from the original Hayden family down in Tempe on, guess what, Mill Avenue, has a long history, started in 1872 by Mr. Hayden, and then went out of business in the 90s, and a good friend of mine, Jeff Zimmerman, said, listen, I want to revive that name, and I want to revive that brand, and I want to mill stone mill grain, but I want to do the same varieties that Charles Hayden would have done back in the 1870s.
So awesome.
So awesome. Very unique. And he came to me. He goes, I've been searching for 2 years for somebody to help me do this. And farmers are like, nah, I don't know what that is, but I'll rent you ground and blah, blah, blah. So I said, well, how much are we talking right off the bat? And he goes, oh, about 30 acres and three varieties. And I'm like, well, I've got 1,000 acres. What the heck? Let's try this. And I've always told people, always say yes, okay? Because you never know what opportunity is going to happen here. So I says, yes, let's do this. I had no clue what's going on, but I've grown grain in the past. So he was able to secure three varieties, all old varieties, and we grew those the first year, and they did fantastic. And the reason is the all these grains came from the Fertile Crescent, Iran, Afghanistan, Egypt, that area, Iraq.
Climate similar to ours.
Same climate, same soil, you know, low water use, never been hybridized. And so they flourish here in our hot desert. So that's how I started with that. And we've been growing for them. It's our 11th year now. And it's come from a few varieties. Now we have like a dozen varieties.
Really?
And majority of it was for flour through Hayden Flour Mills or coast to coast now through all the stores. And we also, after hiring my son-in-law, another family member, a few years ago, he has now expanded the brewing and whiskey distilling side of our grain business.
Excellent.
So a lot of the beers in the valley here come from our grains, and it's always exciting to do that. Now, one of those varieties is called White Sonora. That's our most popular. And it came out of Mexico when Father Kino came from Spain to the New World, and when he came over, he brought this White Sonoran wheat with him. It's very light-colored wheat, low protein, great for making flatbreads and tortillas. But the reason he got it and brought it is because they wanted to convert everybody in the New World to Catholicism, and you need a wheat wafer.
Sure.
And there was no wheat over here, so if we're going to do it, we got to bring our own wafers, right? So as they moved up from Mexico into California, into Arizona, so over 200 years ago, and that grain came out of Mexico. An organization in Tucson called Native Seed Search knew about this. They recover seeds all over the Southwest, and it's like a giant seed bank down there in Tucson.
Excellent group.
Excellent group. So they were the ones that found this and then kind of grew it from a coffee can that this lady in Mexico had, hence Sonoran, you know, white wheat. They then, that was the first grain that we grew. And it's a very sweet, flavorful grain, great for making beer because of the low protein, but imparts a lot of flavor. And you're thinking, hey, this is a great story. Really, Steve? Now, you know, did you make all this up? And they go, well, let's go down there. So they went down to the Pueblo, like in Tubac. They had some old adobe bricks down there, and they knew that the straw was used in making those bricks. And they said, let's find some seeds. So they found some seeds that were inside those bricks, did a DNA test, exact same seed.
Wow. Okay, so you verified it. It's a fascinating story, and it's amazing. And I've been in the tour through the milling plant, as I call it, mm-hmm. Out in Queen Creek, on your place, correct? So, Caroline, I have a question for you. Why do you get inspired to be in this aspect of the family farm business?
Well, I originally worked for Hayden Flour Mills for about 7 years, kind of when they started, you know, milling in their garage and doing farmers markets. You know, we had a very small customer base, and then we kind of moved up to, you know, a national brand now, and working with the family, you know, having the grain and having the mill actually move out to the farm in Queen Creek, just being surrounded by all of it. I just wanted to be in every aspect of, you know, the grain and the farming. And so moving from the flour mill to now I'm working for Grain R&D doing sourcing, and we do grain cleaning, and we send it off and get it malted. So we sell to breweries now and make it into beer, whiskey. It's been a fun time.
And it's keeping that next generation in the farm business. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the aspects. We don't talk about that enough, but you have to diversify. And that's probably what's made the Sossaman family survive, is the diversification. You haven't stuck with just one thing you do on the farm.
No, we haven't. And I think we move with the times. And as you know, in our area is growing rapidly like other parts of the valley here. And we're surrounded by houses. So it's gotten away from some of the crops that are not dirty, but dusty and require a lot of work out in the field. So a lot of alfalfa is what we grow now.
Right.
We rotate in with our grain crops, another one that's very calm around neighbors and things like that. But you're right, diversification and then farming practices. You know, I'm not going to pat myself on the back, but I've received some national awards on farming practices that are very innovative for our area. And I've been into no-till, minimum till, for years now. Save time, fuel, labor, all those things. But you have to move with those times.
Yep.